Hello, everyone. This is Gangaji. Again, let me say I am happy to meet you this way. At this particular moment in our lives, we come together. We meet. What a mystery. And we meet to answer this true and deep call of conscious being, discovering itself closer and deeper than any definition that can be grasped or rejected by the thinking mind. And may our recognition and the willingness to recognize and the discovery of the capacity to freshly always recognize what can never be held in the mind. May this spread throughout so that all being everywhere may wake up to itself, so that we may know that the peace in the core of our being is alive in all being, that we may meet each other in this peace, in the vigilance to this peace, the honoring of this peace, and that humankind can, in that, stop its wars, its hatred, self-hatred and other hatred, religious and secular, so that we can be true to what has made us, what has formed us, what breathes us, even in this moment. So now I invite you to just relax. You can allow whatever is on your mind to come to rest, whether it was what you were doing just a few moments ago, or yesterday, or years ago. You can allow it all to come home, to rest, just in these few minutes that we have together, so that what is discovered in these minutes can inform every minute that is left to appear in your life. You can listen to my voice in a way that supports you. You can listen and hear the words in a way that points you home. You can directly be at home, and my voice and the words can simply be on the periphery, simply celebrating, exclaiming over this vast mystery that brings us here, that knows us, that invites us home. My teacher said to me once, "Keep the vigil as long as there is any possibility of a perception of someone separate from truth. As long as there is still a winding down of past desires. And so, as long as there is any breath left in the body, this willingness to keep the vigil is the willingness to not look into our minds for the definition of who we are, of who another is, of what freedom is, of what truth is, God or life, but instead allow our minds to be servants to that which gives them their animation, their power, their beauty. And then our minds are not separate. They have met their source and fall down into vigilant surrender. Over years of traveling around and speaking with people, I have seen that there is clearly a strong, deep and true desire to wake up, whatever that means to any particular individual. There is a true desire to realize God, to surrender to the mystery, to realize truth, to stop the violence, to stop the hatred, to stop the suffering, to wake up to what is possible in this lifetime, your particular lifetime. If you want to awaken with 100% of your desire, if that desire has priority over everything else, then immediately you awaken. I guarantee to you that if you want to awaken to your true nature, if you want that totally, you will awaken. That's not a moment in the future, and it's not referring to a moment in your past, however beautiful a moment that may be. That is in this moment, in your surrender of all other desires, in your surrender of all denials, of all the conversations in your head that begin with yes, but. You awaken, because the awakened true self is always here, is always who you are. I'm asking you to look inside, to be ruthlessly, relentlessly honest and truthful with yourself, to see what is here. And if you are looking to see what is here, in hopes that that discovery will give you something, if your answer is something beautiful or grandiose or even altruistic, put that aside just for a moment and see if truth, this unknowable truth of awakening, is desired only for itself, regardless of consequences. I'm asking you to tell the truth. There is an opportunity now, in this moment, to discover what it is you want for its own sake, without any hope of getting comfort from it, without hope of anything being taken care of through the acquisition of it. This is not a usual consideration. It's very easy to play in the drama of awakening, saying, oh, I'll get it someday, or he has it, or she has it, and I will just be in the aura of it. This is much closer. This is the radical truth-telling that conscious being you require for your doubtless discovery of who you are. You are an adult. Whatever your age, if you are listening to this, if you are drawn to this, you are an adult. It's time to tell the truth. In this moment, if you give up anything that truth will give you, what is here? If you forget everything you have learned about yourself, about truth, about freedom, what remains? Truly unforgettable, indefinable, free of memories, free of remembrance, free of forgetting, free of definition, who you are. It's what brings us together. It's how we recognize we are inseparable. And it's time. It's time to tell the truth. It's your time. We are meeting in your time. Your willingness to fall into this moment of yourself, then time itself has no meaning. And past and future all are of this. The very capacity to imagine past and future is of this. What a mystery, what vastness, what humbling, what a great invitation to vigilance, keeping vigil, being silent, taking a moment, this moment, to be true, to recognize yourself. In this recognition, we bow to one another. Thank you.